For South Carolina Public Radio, this is South Carolina Focus. I'm Tut Underwood.
We are looking to expand the program even more because it is so incredibly needed. We have been treating more and more patients every year.
Kate Ditloff is Public Relations Manager of the South Carolina Aquarium in Charleston, and she's talking about the aquarium's Sea Turtle Hospital, the only such facility in the state. The hospital treated 38 injured turtles in the past year, the most in its 15-year history.
We do see a good many human-influenced injuries and illnesses. We see entanglements in fishing line or fishing gear. We see plastic ingestion that causes impactions. We see boat strikes. And then we get some turtles in that are just sick. There's no way to know why they got sick, but many come in on death's door.
Turtle Rescue Program Director Kelly Thorvaldson says that the hospital needs more space.
We are at a crossroads now. We are out of space. We have more turtles coming to us than we have tanks.
Because they're cold-blooded, it takes turtles an average of 8 months to heal. But the hospital has an excellent success rate saving turtles. Last year, it was 95%. Thorvaldson explained a recovery on one of the hospital's daily behind-the-scenes tours.
So this is Laddie, the Kemp's Ridley sea turtle that was caught on hook and line near Morris Island off of Folly Beach. And so we had to do surgery to remove the hook from this turtle's esophagus. It was deeply embedded. We had to actually cut into the neck and into the esophagus to be able to remove this really large hook. And it's healing from those, from that surgery, and will hopefully be released, you know, soon after it's able to come off of antibiotics.
Clean salt water is constantly pumped into the 15 tanks that hold the huge reptiles. To help its capacity problem, the aquarium is planning a $5 million expansion of the hospital in 2017 that will increase the number of tanks and facilities by about 50%. Though the hospital has treated more turtles than ever this year, Thorvaldson says this may be seen as a good thing.
Sea turtle nest numbers along the Atlantic and in the Gulf of Mexico are on the rise. There are more in-water sightings of sea turtles as well. So if the turtle numbers in the wild are increasing, it would make sense that we are seeing or would see more sea turtles in our hospital.
Ditloff says healed turtles are released only when the temperature of the water is above 70 degrees. But if a turtle is ready for release in the winter, there are alternative plans to get the creature back in the water.
We've had volunteer boaters take them out to the Gulf Stream where the water temperature is more ideal. We've driven them down to Florida if we can. We've even worked with the Coast Guard in releasing these animals offshore.
Watching healed turtles crawl back into the ocean after escaping death is rewarding, says Thorvaldson. But the hospital tours also have an often visible impact.
There's so many people that really are so moved by this that I think they leave a little bit different than when they walk in. And so I think that that's really rewarding as well, that to possibly be part of a culture change in how we treat wildlife and the ocean.
That said, Thorvaldson sees troublesome things facing sea turtles in the future, including eroding beaches, threatened nesting areas, sea level rise, climate change, and more. This SC Focus report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. With South Carolina Focus, I'm Tut Underwood for South Carolina Public Radio.